This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Canada, our ally. Canada, a tolerant and extremely prosperous nation. Canada, with the Canadian Armed Forces deployed around the world these last many decades as peacekeepers. And then I welcome Conrad Black, a distinguished biographer writing at the National Post, about something that flabbergasted me when I first read of it. The Ministry of National Defense's Advisory Panel on Systemic Racism and Discrimination has issued a document, it does exist, that apparently is ignorant of the last several hundred years of religious tolerance. Conrad, a very good evening to you. I don't want to plunge into this with paraphrasing. I want to go to the source of this revelation, you, and ask what the heck is going on with the Canadian Armed Forces. Good evening to you.
Yeah. Good evening to you, John. Well, I'm happy to be able to tell you that, the piece you just referred to that I wrote was in the last Saturday's edition of the National Post. It went up on the internet on Thursday, late Thursday afternoon, exactly a week ago. And the Ministry of National Defense issued a statement. I'm not saying that it was caused by me. I don't know if I had any influence on it or not, but issued a statement saying that that part of the recommendations would not be followed and no chaplains would be changed, that they were the chaplains the armed forces have were in without exception highly qualified, well-regarded people. So that, you know, they basically hadn't noticed how insane that was, and so that's the end of it, I think. But the fact that it managed to slip through into the public domain as a recommendation by anybody who was either a paid consultant or an active full-time employee of the Government of Canada, to me, was just shocking. As I said, it was they were going to produce a little reformation of their own.
I read from the document itself because it doesn't, you don't believe it until you read it. Quote, at present...
Right.
At present, some chaplains represent or are affiliated with organized religions whose beliefs are not synonymous with those of a diverse and inclusive workplace. Some of the affiliated religions of these chaplains do not subscribe to an open attitude and promotion of diversity. For example, some churches' exclusion of women from their priesthood violates principles of equality and social justice, as do sexist notions embedded in their religious dogmas. I'll stop there. What are we to do with this, Conrad, that it exists in an official role in any fashion? We need to speak immediately to the fact that this is intolerance. This is the basis of intolerance.
Exactly. I said to one of the people at the National Post that this should have been given to the government of China as the explanation of why they arrested the 90-year-old cardinal in Hong Kong yesterday.
The remedy is that it was wrong. However, where did it come from? Where is this thinking originated? That's the puzzle. You and I have both read a great deal of history. Chaplains have served not just in spiritual roles, but active, physically dangerous roles. One recent book I've read is about a legendary tank regiment in D-Day. The chaplain served in the role of finding the bodies of the fallen and making sure they were adequately documented and buried. That was his role, including going inside tanks, and you know the damage to human bodies when a tank blows up. That was his role.
I think that was the head of the Fraser family, not the chaplain, but the head of that, Lord Lovett, I believe, was the head of that unit. And it was his chaplain, the head of the Fraser family, whom I know well, and I've stayed in their family house in Scotland.
I have to believe that the people who pass this document on to official circles do not know these histories, that they think this is all about book learning and calling people out on their belief systems. I have to believe they're not well informed.
Yeah, no, they think it's social work. They have absolutely no idea of the history involved. I mean, in this country, just to compliment what you said. For many years, the Chaplain General of the Canadian Armed Forces, with the rank of full general earned in combat in World War II and in the Korean War, was subsequently the Archbishop and Cardinal Archbishop of Quebec City and the Roman Catholic Primate of Canada. Now, we're going to gun these people out of the chaplain's corps because that church does not have women priests. And never mind that this man, you know, won our highest military honors for combat bravery as a chaplain.
Has it been forgotten that the reason we're in North America is because of the intolerance of the European nations of several hundred years ago, and that people were driven away from their homes because of their belief system and came to North America to follow their inspiration?
Well, I don't think so, but I think in general it is not forgotten. But the anonymous authors of these insane recommendations, obviously it passed them by. I agree with you. I don't know how on earth people so ignorant, not only of history but of common sense, it could possibly have been retained by the Ministry of National Defense to advise on such important matters.
Let us praise the Canadian Armed Forces, all right? Just a moment here. The Canadian Armed Forces.
They have a good history.
They serve in many roles, but the ones I'm familiar with are their conduct in the two great wars of the 20th century, and we can anticipate there'll be great wars of the 21st century. They don't deserve to be associated with this document.
You're quite right. It's
a challenge to their integrity. Have they had an opportunity to speak out collectively, or is it just going to be left to the Ministry of Defense?
A number of them have, and indeed it was a well-respected veteran and a senior figure in veterans organizations who sent me this originally and said, basically this is a complete outrage and we can't stand for it. And he prompted me to write about it.
Have they gone too far, Conrad? Has the cancel
code? Oh, yes, and you know, it has been withdrawn. I mean, in fairness, as soon as it got up to relatively higher up people substantial people within the Ministry of Defense, it was junked at once. I mean, on site, it was an inadvertency. It was just an insane act of megalomania and I don't think bigotry. I just think stupidity by somebody. I presume some paid consultant or something. I mean, I would hope we don't have permanent employees of our government who would compose such nonsense. But it slipped by. There was an inadequate editing job. I mean, anyone, a lance corporal could have seen, a private could have seen. We can't have this. This is just nonsense. And it's as you just said, it's a complete mockery of every principle of society and government that our civilization and this country are based on.
And is it a teaching moment for the pulpit? We have 30 seconds. Can the pulpit use this?
I think perhaps they can. Yeah, I think they certainly don't want to attack the armed forces as an institution. The armed forces of Canada are extremely respected in Canada, and all Canadians are proud of the fact. I believe I put in that piece that though we were a much smaller country in the World Wars, it was all volunteer forces. Canada was not under attack. No one was threatening us. We volunteered to fight for the cause of freedom in the world. We didn't see anything in either war, and we took over 100,000 dead and over 200,000 wounded. I mean, a heavy casualty toll for a country of only about 6 million in the First World War and 11 million in the Second World War. It's nearly 40 million now. But Canadians are proud of their armed forces. We've only been in a few wars, and they were all just wars, and we behaved with distinction in all of them, and with distinguished allies, including the United States and Britain. I got a very extensive response to that piece, and anyone who sees it, anyone you would have any regard for, says this is just insane. And we can't have it.
I add amen. Conrad Black for the National Post. This is John Batchelor, CBS Eye on the World.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.